A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
The noon hour is here.
Check it out.
And you're locked on to Utah's highest rated, most listened to sports radio station.
It's my station.
It's my station.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by U First Credit Union on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280, The Zone. Welcome on in. Hope you're all well. It is a Wednesday. We are out and about today. I'd love for you to come on by, Hans, and go find your new best friend.
Yeah, Scotty, you know, I think one of my favorite sayings is from the movie Funny Farm. Funny Farm didn't make it too far in our bracket. I think
no.
Funny Farm was...
Might have been a first-round bounce.
Yeah, it was either first round or it was in the group of 32. But Chevy Chase is driving down the road, and the fishing buddies had just beat him up, and he's soaking wet because he jumped out of the boat, swam back to his car, and his wife is feeling bad for him because he can't make a friend. And he stops, and he says, you know what? If I can't make a friend, I'm going to buy one. And then he goes and buys a dog that he lets out of the car that runs away. And he never sees the dog again. But then he goes and gets Yellow Dog that just sat by the fire. You can get that Weimaraner that runs around the yard, or you can get that old fat, lazy lab. Either way, you're going to find it at one of these humane societies. And you know, our shelters are just jam-packed. And that's why I love coming down and supporting these animals and supporting this cause.
4242 South 300 West. That's where we will be for the next 3 hours here at the Utah Humane Society. You come on by here. And how about this? Today, all your adoption fees are just $12.80. Adoptions are more affordable than ever before, and you can come on by again, whether it's a dog, whether it's a cat. They got bunnies. You're looking for a friend. Here's the way to go.
All kinds of great adoptable animals that need a home, so come see us. How you doing? What's new?
Not a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think we're just trying to compress this Will Hardy story, what it means, and what this means for the Jazz going forward. And I think we're in for a crazy few days for sure.
Lloyd, what you been up to, man? You doing good?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for asking.
Wish you were down.
Wish
here.
I was down there cuddling with some dogs.
I know. I wish you were down here. They got a lot of great animals here for adoption, and I know that you love them too. So we'll be looking for everybody to come down, grab this dog or grab this cat, grab the hedgehog. Hey, they've got birds that you can adopt.
They have hedgehogs?
Yeah, they got pretty much everything. They got mice that you can adopt. They got bunnies.
I got a couple of those you can adopt.
Yeah. Couple of what?
Mice.
At your house?
Hey, come on by. Yeah, I'll give them to you.
Find a way to get them out of the home?
Yeah, I got a raccoon in my chimney I got to get rid of.
No, you don't, do you?
I do. I think it's a raccoon. That's what it sounds like.
Are you hearing noises in there?
Oh, yeah. No, it sounds like they're having a raccoon, like old, like 70 Studio 54 party going on in there.
They're partying in your chimney?
Yeah, they're doing something in my chimney. Maybe X-rated. I don't know, but it's not great.
I'm going to tell you this. Get those suckers out of there because they will destroy an attic. We just had some friends that they had a family of raccoons move into their attic. It chewed through all the electric, chewed into plumbing.
Yeah.
Like they wreak havoc.
So I did call one company to try to get them out, and they're like, well, tell you what, man, we'll set some traps. That's about what we can do, and it'll be $500, and then we got to come back every 2 weeks. So that's $200. I'm like, I'm not dropping like 700 bones to get this thing out. I'll drop a smoke bomb down there and smoke them out. Like, what? Like, well, you know, humanely, we got to be really careful about it. I'm like,
they're raccoons.
They're raccoons.
They're in my chimney. Yeah.
I don't know how to get these things out, but something's got to give.
Well, man, it's fun to be here. And Scotty, I know there's a ton of news to get to.
Yeah, let's get to it. Starting lineup right now here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
The lineup is set, and it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the Starting Lineup, presented by Peach Windows and Doors. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone Starting Lineup, brought to you by Peach Windows and Doors, Utah's premier window and door retailer, combining beauty and technology on windows and doors since 1993. Call them today for your free in-home estimate, 801-566-1255. All right, the Jazz have offered Will Hardy a 5-year contract. Eventually, I'm a little surprised we have not seen an official announcement from the Jazz as of late, but that is expected here momentarily. I thought we'd see that last night, but eventually, you'll see the press release come out from the Utah Jazz that Will Hardy is the new head coach of the Utah Jazz. Now, during this entire process, Hans, I got to imagine that there were a lot of conversations with Will Hardy as well as other potential members of the Utah Jazz coaching staff. David Fizdale now is the assistant general manager for the Utah Jazz. That is expected to be released here pretty soon. But I think that there has been a long, hard look at who the Jazz are from a culture standpoint, where they want to be, what kind of roster they want to develop, what kind of style, who are they going to be. Remember, this is a team in Boston that Will Hardy led last year that essentially said, let's just slide everybody down a position. Marcus Smart's going to be our point guard, and we're going to just be like 6'7", 6'8", across the board, and we're just going to be physical at every point, and they took away a little bit of their size. So there's a lot of different angles in which you can look at. And I think if the Utah Jazz, knowing what they're dealing with right now and what the landscape of the NBA looks like in terms of what's going on, it's going to be a frenzy of activity starting tomorrow with free agency. Trades are going to kick off here pretty soon. I really think if you're going to see a monumental mix-up of the Utah Jazz roster, you're probably going to see it in the next 72 hours. Like, this is something that either you change your roster and you change who you are now, or you roll with Rudy Gobert and you roll with whoever's on this team going forward. Now, there could be some micro changes here and there, but when we talk about the stars, we're talking about Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert, and we're talking about significant adjustments to your roster. I think the Jazz have spent the last month or so identifying who they are and what they want to be and whether Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell fit into that mix. And if they do not, one or the other, and they're looking to make a seismic change to their roster, I think it's going to happen pretty quickly. And I think it'll happen. If it does happen, I don't think this is going to be an August 17th move. I don't think this is going to be a September 15th move. I think it's either going to happen in the next 2 or 3 days, or the Jazz will roll with this with these two guys going into the start of the season.
So I feel like you're kind of on the trail of something. Like I get the sense that there's some energy out there, that there is a building belief that there will be a move made.
Well, I think it's a timing thing more than anything. It's just, you look at the frenzy going on right now. Like Detroit, may have solidified what they want to do at the center position. When you look at free agency, or you look at even trades of that, there's going to be winners, there's going to be losers. And you got GMs out there that are going to need to say to their fan base, like, oh, no, we're doing this. And if they lost out on somebody they wanted, then all of a sudden it's like, okay, like DeAndre Ayton in Phoenix. You know, there was a lot of thought that he was going to go to Detroit. That doesn't appear to be the case anymore. So now Phoenix is like, well, do we sign this guy or do we move him on somewhere else? You know, there's going to be change of plans that people are going to have to adjust on the fly. And if you're the Jazz and if you're going to make a move on one of your guys, now would be the time to do it. So, I mean, we've had that energy out there. That energy's been out there that something's going to go on with the Jazz for quite some time. But my thought is, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen pretty quickly. And if it's not going to happen, then okay, that's fine. But I don't anticipate, if there is a move for the Jazz, that it's going to happen in a month from now or 6 weeks from now. It's either going to be now or you're going to roll with these two dudes going into the season.
So, you know, as we kind of talk about this, obviously the resounding feeling out there is that Rudy Gobert would be the move, that he'd be the change, and that Donovan Mitchell would be the continued future of the Utah Jazz. Do you still feel like that might be the case, or are you saying pretty much anybody's up for grabs?
I think anybody's up for grabs, but, I mean, if you read the tea leaves, it does feel like Rudy Gobert is probably on the outside looking in on this, and that the team's going to go on all in on Donovan. And I think if you're the Jazz, if you're Will Hardy, if you're Danny Ainge, and you're new to this team, you don't know the Donovan warts, or you don't know the warts that maybe Rudy Gobert has. And so you're just like, you know what, we're just going to give – let's say, you know, you move Rudy Gobert, you're like, all right, let's try this Donovan thing for a year. We understand that maybe he's a little moody. Maybe he doesn't want to be here in Utah anymore. Well, let's give him a new coach. Let's give him a new system. Let's make some adjustments to the roster and give it a year and see how it works out, see how it plays out. And then at that point, if both sides are ready to move on, then pull the trigger on the deal. But let's be honest here. Donovan Mitchell's a generational talent. He may not be a guy that can lead a team by himself to an NBA title, but those types of special players don't come around very often. And so I think the Jazz probably feel like they owe it to themselves to try to find if they can have a new staff that, as you've mentioned, can find a way to break into that brain a little bit and say, hey, look, this is what I need you to do to play defense. This is what I need you to do on both sides of the court. And if you do that, I can help you be successful. Mm-hmm. And I think the Jazz probably feel like, hey, look, let's not give up on this yet, because this player is too special just to walk away from.
And when you say this, you mean Donovan Mitchell. Specifically.
Yeah.
I had a couple of thoughts. So with the announcement of this new head coach for the Utah Jazz coming from the Boston Celtics, I was thinking about needing to have that coach that draws the attention of a guy like Donovan Mitchell, where Donovan will stop and be like, wait, I'm sorry, what did you say, coach? Listen intently, internalize it, and then put it out on a court. And I was thinking about this. You know, this is an assistant coach, a very young assistant coach, that's going to be age-wise very relatable to the guys on the court. Not only that, Scotty, he's going to be able to look at every one of these guys and say, do you guys want to know how we got to the finals? Do you want to see? I know how we got to the finals. I was a part of some of the moves, some of the adjustments. It didn't all start easy. It wasn't all smooth. But this is how it originally – or this is how it eventually went. And if you guys can just pay attention, if you guys can fall in line, if you guys can give me your all, we can make those adjustments. And I would expect that a guy like Donovan Mitchell should stop and listen, especially when, I mean, you saw the endorsement that Jason Tatum tweeted out.
Yep.
Jason Tatum tweeted out a solid endorsement of this coach. There were two other Celtic players that were integral into Boston making the move to the NBA Finals that tweeted out and said, this is my guy. And hard to see him. A loss for us, big win for the Utah Jazz. I'm hoping that guys like Donovan, everybody, even Jordan Clarkson, who you know is going to be a part of this team. Clarkson is kind of, in my opinion, he's kind of an unmovable piece as a six-man winner. And as a guy that can give you instant offense off the bench, he's somebody that you've got to have. These are the kinds of guys that I hope when coach shows up, they stop, they get quiet, and they listen. As far as the trades, the moves, that's interesting, Scotty. So you feel like it's now. It's what?
I feel like
days.
Yeah,
three?
I know. I think that if, and again, let me preface this, and this is just me like looking at the timeline of events here.
Yeah.
And looking how things play out. I think if something happens, it's going to be very soon. Like, I think Friday. Thursday or Friday, because things have to move quickly in this in this NBA landscape. And if you're going to take advantage of a team that desperately needs or has interest in your player or needs to facilitate another trade, there's opportunities to be had now that won't be available in August. And so if Danny Ainge, in the interview process with Will Hardy, they're sitting around, they're like, look, you know what? It's great what Don, it's great what, and again, I'm just using Rudy as an example here. You know, it's great what Rudy does for the team, and it's great what he does defensively, but this team has been funneling everything towards Rudy defensively, and he's not giving you anything on the offensive side. This team is stagnated. This is a new day and age of basketball where that position may not be as important, and our value that we could get from him now is way more than what it's going to be a year from now,
yeah,
or maybe even February at the trade deadline. If these two continue to bicker going into the season, that trade value is going to drop step by step by step down throughout the rest of the season. If we feel like we need to make a move, then let's do it right now. And I think the Jazz have spent the last month and a half analyzing, or frankly, the last 2 months, analyzing every aspect of their team. And now that you have your head coach and you have your new culture and your new philosophy, if you're going to make that move, the timing of it just lines up that it would happen very quickly.
Well, you know, I think that to put it into terms, and from all my years of experience in a professional locker room, in a college locker room, when you remove a big piece, like let's just say Rudy Gobert, when you remove a big piece that carries a lot of responsibility, and Rudy carried so much defensive responsibility,
yeah,
I could put it in sports terms, but to put it in life terms, you know, my wife, she's a do-it-all woman. Like, she works, she's got all kinds of responsibilities, and she runs the house. Like, she does an amazing job running the house. When she leaves, I have to step up. I got to do everything that she does, and when she leaves, it's like, holy cow, man, I do nothing. When she leaves, I realize how little I do for the kids, how little I do for the house. You know, things start piling up, and I'm looking around like, oh boy, I've got to do better.
Yeah.
When Rudy leaves, that's going to force Donovan to do better.
Yeah.
It's going to force Donovan to understand what has been done for him for so many years behind him. And I could understand to a Jazz philosophy of, yeah, we would be losing a defensive player of the year three times. We'd be losing our defensive mainstay. But by taking him out of the mix, it forces everybody's hand. There is no more, yeah, I get it. Yeah, that's fun. Quick steps to the inside. Yeah, funnel him. I get it. And this almost dismissal, like, yeah, he'll clean it up. I've got more important things to do. To focusing and realizing, holy cow, we all play our roles or we're busted.
Yeah.
So there's actually a benefit. Like, if it were to be a Rudy Gobert trade, there's a benefit to it. I see some angles of benefit.
Well, and again, to your point too, you do it now, then you got some time to mentally prepare for what you have to be and what you need to do going into the season too. Summer League takes on a different angle. And it also adjusts what you do throughout the rest of free agency. Now, granted, you don't have a lot to work with, but I do think that everything's on the table for the Jazz in terms of Conley, in terms of Clarkson, in terms of Boyan. I think that there is everything's out there right now for the Jazz, and including Donovan. I mean, we're kind of focusing on Rudy, but I think Donovan could be a big piece of this as well.
How crazy would that be if there was a massive trade that came down as you're kind of projecting just based off the timeline you've put together? That, you know, to think about, you got a front office guy hired in Fizdale. You got a new head coach hired in Hardy, and then you throw in some blockbuster monumental trade. It would be one of the most – well, and then you throw in just in a month's time that Quinn Snyder stepped away from the organization.
Yeah.
It would be an absolute frenzy.
Well, we've always had – and Lloyd always makes fun of it a little bit too, because I always joke around like by saying that, you know, every offseason could be the most dramatic offseason. You hear the promos running here on the station, but – this literally was, going into it, we knew this could be crazy. I think it has the potential to be even crazier than what we thought it was going to be going into it, with Quinn Snyder, with a potential trade, with a complete revamp of this roster. I do think this, and I was having conversations with some people throughout the last several days. The Jazz are not leaving any stone left unturned at this point. Like, they're doing their due diligence. They did it with the coaching search, even though I think a lot of people believe Will Hardy was always going to be the guy. But Will Hardy had to go earn that job. This was not a, hey, well, I'm a Celtics guy, and that's a Celtics guy, and I really like that guy, so I'm going to hire him. Will Hardy was not the guy all along. Like, Will Hardy had to go into that interview process in multiple interviews and knock the socks off of everybody, which he did, and he earned that job. Just because his name was floated out early, and I thought Ben Anderson had a really good point, there's a reason why that guy's name was floated out early, because he's really good, and if he wasn't going to be a head coach this year, he was going to be a head coach next year. And but he did have to go out and earn that job. He did have to go out and absolutely kill the interview, which he did, and to the point where the Jazz, like, shut it all down. We got to go with this guy right now.
You know, Scotty, we had a conversation, maybe it was Monday, maybe it was back in the last week with, can't remember if it was a national name or exactly who it was, but talking about Rudy Gobert's worth and how the Jazz perceive it as to how the league perceives it. How do you think that matches up? Do you think the league sees Rudy as the worth that the Jazz see it? Because it's going to be really hard to find the right trade. And I think that the Tribune reported that the Bulls are – I can't remember.
Yeah, the Bulls have been floated out there forever.
Bulls have been out there for a while. But do you think there are teams that would value Rudy to the level that the Jazz are going to value him to actually be able to make a trade possible?
It's a good question, and I think that there are a – like, it's not like – all right, Kevin Durant says, I want to be traded. Every team in the NBA, the other 29 teams are like, hey, Brooklyn, what do you want? What do we have that you
exactly.
want?
Exactly.
Like,
let's make it.
There's
make some work.
There are certain players, like Steph Curry says, you know what? It's been fun, Golden State, but I want to trade. And his agent goes, yeah, Steph Curry wants to be traded. Every NBA team's going to call and say, look, what do we have? We know we probably can't get into the sweepstakes, but if there's something you like, you can have it. We'll even throw in the owner's Tesla if you want. Like, whatever you want, it's yours. We want that player. Rudy Gobert isn't that player, and I do think as time goes on, the amount of teams that are going to value him, even with a ridiculous contract, and when I say ridiculous, I just mean an amount, not that it's a bad contract, they're going to look at that contract and be like, that's a big number. There are teams that I do believe would be willing to do that and would be very highly interested in that. It's not 15 teams. It's not 10 teams. It might only be 5 teams. And that number could decrease as time goes on. But I think right now the Jazz, if I'm Danny Ainge, I'm looking at, like, the stock might never be higher than it is right now. Mm-hmm. And so we might need to look at this.
Well, it's going to be an exciting couple of days, because not only that, you've got the Juancho Hernan Gomez contract that's kind of looming, then the Nickeil Alexander contract situation that's looming.
Well, that's another thing, too, that I didn't get to, because Juancho, you could trade him tomorrow, and then he can be off your books by the end of the new NBA season. So if a team that's looking to clear salary cap space, that's a really interesting piece that could be a part of a bigger trade.
Which would spur the move
early,
early, a little bit more early than we would think. It's a busy time for the Utah Jazz. Just kind of sitting on it and thinking about this Coach Hardy move, the more I've thought about it, the more I get excited about it, because I don't want the retread. I did like some potential in-house hiring. I did like the potential of one or two guys in-house, or going to a guy that was in-house that has moved out of house in Johnny Bryant. But this move, it excites me. It interests me, and it excites me. At the very least, it's going to be a showpiece when this season starts.
Oof, there's going to be no lack of interest going into this upcoming season. No lack of interest in the upcoming Utah season either, Hans.
I know. Isn't this awesome? So this is fun. You know, I was putting together this Humane Society event. And for anybody out there that's been listening, today is the day of adoption. Hans and Scotty, second annual day of adoption. Scotty and I started this last year. And it's an opportunity to come down and adopt a pet for $12.80. And all the things that come with an animal that comes from the Humane Society. You know, these animals have been checked through. They've been looked at. And they are certified and ready to go out the door for you for $12.80. And this event is always exciting for me because I love to support animal health and animal care. And I think the Humane Society of Utah does a fantastic job of that. So when I was putting the event together, I saw this new Twitter handle put together, O-Block Cares. And so I click on it. I'm like, what's going on with the Utah offensive line? And they had put together this Utah O-Block Cares. And I'm excited because got a couple of Utah offensive linemen down here, Tyler Knack, and we were able to get Hunter Duell, right?
Yes, sir.
Hunter and Tyler come down and hang out with us. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
Couple of in-state offensive line products, right?
Yep.
Yeah, both of you raised here in Utah?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So how's it been? You're both freshmen with Utah, right?
Yeah.
Have you been in the system for a year? Or?
He got here like right after the Rose Bowl, and I got here in March.
Okay.
So you weren't there in the trip to Pasadena, though, huh?
No. Unfortunately not.
Well, that means you just got to make another one then, right?
Oh, yeah. Or a couple more.
Or there you go, yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit about this O-Block Cares. Why were you guys willing to come down and support the Humane Society?
So really a Utah youth tradition is for our fans to be the most supportive in the nation, you know? We've sold out 70 straight games at Rice-Eccles. We have the number one student section in the nation. We have, in my opinion, the greatest fans. And seeing that as a kid growing up 20 minutes away, I mean, you can see Rice from my house, so it's always been a dream. But seeing that from so close, such a close proximity, you see how much these fans care. You drive up anywhere in the avenues, you're seeing Utah banners flying around in the air. You're seeing companies and grocery stores with big Utah Utes logos all over it. And really looking at it as a team, there wasn't the greatest opportunity to give back to the community before I got up there. So the biggest goal of mine in the spring ball session was to make O-Block Cares, or at least some form of community service organization. And given that we had a month of May off, it really gave me time to start this organization up and get its feet down, you know, and get this rolling. But it's really just to give back to this community that gives us so much every year.
That's incredible. How cool is that, you know? Coming in at a young age and say, hey, let's give back and put it back into the community. How about you? What got you interested in this?
I'm pretty new too as well. So I've just been still trying to figure out what I'm doing here and what I can do to help and, make a mark and be able to help out.
How's Coach Harding treating you guys?
He's really good.
He's amazing. Second dad for sure.
Yeah. Is he, in strength and conditioning, obviously you guys come in and work with Doug Elsai. How's Doug treating you?
He's amazing. He's the best strength coach in the nation. Again, Utah's just, we're up there. And, I mean, we get to go lift with Coach E this afternoon. We get to go bench with him. So it's going to be exciting. He has a great tempo in the weight room, great organization. That was one of the things that really drew me to Utah was the organization in the weight room.
When you say great tempo, he pushes you, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Have you guys put on some size and strength since you got there?
Yeah.
Good.
For sure. That's a lot of strength, a lot of size. I was a lot more chunky before today than I am now.
Well, all right. So we are here at the Humane Society Day of Adoption. So people can come by, hang out with you guys, and check out these pets. You guys grow up with pets? Is this something you connect with here a little bit?
Oh, yeah, big time. My parents have always been pet-friendly people. At one time in my house, we had one dog, one rabbit, 10 fish, bees, and a handful of chickens. So running a small ranch at my house in Cottonwood Heights.
Cottonwood Heights, too. This isn't like you're not in Delta, for crying out loud. No.
We're on a residential street in Cottonwood Heights with chickens.
By the way, I think you can adopt all those here except for the chickens and
maybe
the bees.
I don't think adopting bees is the greatest idea.
Even I saw there was like 200 hives that was spilled on
the I-15 thing. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. When my dad saw that, he was like, I need to go grab one.
I don't know if that's going to be the safest thing to do. But you can come down. You can adopt these animals. And, you know, this is why I'm excited to have you guys a part of this. $12.80, and you're going to be able to walk away with an adoption. And I know that they've got some puppies down here. They've got kittens. They've got some older dogs, older cats. They've got all kinds. They got a mix of animals. I think you've got some birds up for adoption. Got some birds that are up for adoption. And so come down, see what fits. Guys, thanks for coming out and supporting this event. It really does mean a lot. It's very cool to have you guys. And hopefully you hang out for a little bit, meet a couple of people, come in and make some adoptions, and appreciate you supporting it.
Of course. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, let's do it. 4242 South, 300 West. Come by, hang out, check out the animals that are available for you to bring into your home, utahhumane.com. But better yet, just come on by and say hi. It's all right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
The Utah Jazz have found their man. Will Hardy will be the next head coach of the Utah Jazz as the team turns the page on the next era of Jazz basketball. Ow! Keep it locked on the KSL Sports Zone for all the latest news as Will Hardy takes over the Jazz during the most dramatic offseason in team history. From all the latest trades to free agency, your exclusive home of the Utah Jazz is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hope you're all having a tremendous day. Will Hardy, the newest head coach of the Utah Jazz. Hard to believe, Hans, this team's been here since the, 70s? As only the sixth head coach. Now, Jerry Sloan knocked out, you know, two decades worth of coaching. But you get almost 10 from Quinn Snyder.
Yeah.
You got nearly 10 from Frank Layden.
Mm-hmm.
Only a few from Tyrone Corbin.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's something that I got to imagine is probably appealing to a lot of coaches out there. Like, hey, this is it's an organization that they don't take, you know, it's a very coach-friendly team.
Well, that's one of the things that's been most apparent as this announcement was made is how wanted this guy is league-wide, even at the age that he's at. He has generated a lot of excitement and interest because of kind of the coaching bloodline that he comes from, but also his work ethic and then making a run to a championship. Everything he's been a part of has been successful.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's his time in college with Williams College or his time at St. Christopher's School in Richmond or his time as a video analyst or an assistant with Boston, everything's been successful. I think at Williams College, he was like 30-2 or something his final year there. He only knows how to win. Yeah. He only knows how to be successful. And I think he's only going to continue to grow in that interest. And so the Utah Jazz see an opportunity, a window to go get him. My guess is he probably had a call or two, even though the coaching search is really narrowed down because there was really only two searches out there as things kind of got later in the process.
There were a lot of people in Sacramento when Sacramento had their early when they were looking for their coach that tied him with Sacramento.
Yeah.
And obviously that didn't go his way in that one, but certainly this guy was either going to be a head coach now or it was going to happen in the very, very soon, very quick, or in the future, near future. There was a podcast he was on a couple of years ago, and it was actually, he was in the bubble and joined this podcast with a couple other assistant coaches where they were taking questions from college students. And I thought this was a really interesting one. Now, granted, Will Hardy is a coach, and coaches sometimes have some language. So Lloyd had to beep out a little bit, but you asked a question yesterday. I thought, when I heard this, I immediately thought of you because you asked, "Can a 34-year-old walk into a locker room and earn the respect?"
Mm-hmm.
And he was asked about that earning respect as an assistant coach, being so young, with his time with the San Antonio Spurs. And at this time, when this was recorded, he was a member of the staff at San Antonio. But here's that question, and here's his answer.
With your upbringing, man, what are some things you did to gain that respect and build that rapport with the Manu Ginobili's and the Tim Duncans of the world? You know, because I just think that's something hard to do, man, and not a lot of people realize you got to get that buy-in before an X or an O comes into play.
Yeah, you know, again, I think it's some stuff that, both Ryan and Jordan alluded to. You know, I just tried to be consistent, right? I tried to be there every day. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm there early, I'm there late. I'm trying to do all that extra stuff. I'm trying to be consistent with my mood, my attitude. And again, I'm trying to be prepared. And that doesn't mean that I'm walking up to them every day saying, hey, you should do this, or hey, I was thinking about this. I didn't say shit. But there were three times a season, you know, when I'm young working in San Antonio, and Manu would come over at practice and say, hey, what does that guy shoot from three? The guy that I'm, you know, my matchup, what's he shoot from three? And if I knew, you gain a little bit of respect. Oh, he's prepared. He knows his shit. So it wasn't me trying to push myself on them. It was more being consistent every day. They see that I'm there. They see that I'm working hard. And then trying to be as prepared as I could be for those moments when you were asked a question, those moments when you were given an opportunity to speak. I never tried to kind of beat down the door with, hey, you know, I know this or I know that. And again, like, I'm lucky as shit because I was already on the inside, so to speak. Like, I'm there at practice. I'm there at the workouts. Like, I have access to those guys. And so because of that, I just tried to make the most of that opportunity and not fuck it up. I just wanted to be prepared and present.
Wow. I love that answer.
I did, yeah.
I love that answer because I think even the most inexperienced athlete that's had coaches along the way and assistant coaches along the way, they know exactly what Coach Hardy is explaining right there. The coaches that come in and they insist that you respect and listen to them, you know, sometimes those are ones that lose the respect the quickest if they don't have the model behind them.
Yeah.
It's the guys that are always there and have the right answer. You know, I even remember my time with the Colts. We had an assistant offensive line coach that was brought in the year that I moved the offensive line, and nobody trusted him. You couldn't ask him a question because he couldn't give you the correct answer. So nobody asked him questions. Nobody trusted him. Nobody respected him. And so when Coach Hardy right there is talking about how, hey, if I've got the right answer, and those guys come over and ask me, hey, what's my opponent hit from three? And if I can say, hey, he's at 38%. He's at 38% above the break. But he bumps up to 41% in the corner. And if he's coming off the screen, it goes down to 37%. If it's a catch and shoot, he's really good at the catch and shoot above the break. And if he can give you that explanation and he's standing there and he's ready and available, I'm telling you, that builds respect more than anything and quicker than anything.
Yeah.
I love the way he explained it because it instantly sets me into that locker room with him to see, oh, he's in the weight room. He's at the nutrition table. He's hanging out with Coach Popovich. He was a part of the Olympic team, the assistant staff that won the medal. I can quickly understand how this guy's been working and how he grew. That's actually a really insightful question and answer right there.
Well, and that's why what really took me is it's not a guy because, look, you started any organization and you're working your way up. There's always going to be the guys that are going to be, they want to jump in and say what's on their mind and run their mouth all the time. And you're like, okay, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to buy my time. I'm going to know everything about everything, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut. And when somebody needs something, I'm going to be there and I'm going to have the answer for it. Or when somebody needs me to pick up that extra shift, I'm there.
Yeah.
Or if somebody is in a bind and they need somebody to step in, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be knowledgeable. I'm going to know everything to do it. I'm not going to flaunt it, but I'm going to be ready. Mm-hmm. And people know that they can trust my work ethic. They can trust my knowledge. And they can trust that I'll be where I need to be when I need to be there. And for all you kids out there, I'm telling you, that is half the battle right there. If not more so, and being successful in life.
So a couple of things that where Will Hardy comes from. I saw this number today, and I was shocked. Scott, did you realize now that with the hire of Will Hardy with the Utah Jazz, 28% of every head coach in the NBA played or worked under Greg Popovich?
That's a heck of a coaching tree right there.
28%. Wow. So I'm going to go through the names, and let's take a look at the success.
Okay.
Ime Udoka.
Pretty good.
Just made a run to a championship in his first year.
Yep.
Steve Kerr.
Not bad.
He's made multiple championship runs as a head coach. Mike Budenholzer. Monty Williams. Doc Rivers, Taylor Jenkins, Mike Brown, and now Will Hardy. So it is a healthy list that has come from either playing for or coaching under Greg Popovich. And Will Hardy's just kind of the latest of the crew. And where he started and what he's gone through and his how he's built his talent, I think is really going to help him bring an interesting perspective that still carries the respect he needs. If these guys, and I know these Jazz players are going to do their homework. They know who this guy is. They're going to know everything about this guy. And they're also going to get a sense of where they fit. And it's not hard. You just take a look at what the Boston Celtics did. Take a look at what they did and say, okay, how do I fit? Where do I fit? What's my positional play? What's my angle? And they'll know exactly who this guy is.
There's a extended cut that I'm going to play a little bit later on the show where he talks about, you know, his upbringing and what he did and his work ethic, and also a little piece of advice he got from former Jazz general manager Dennis Lindsay, because he worked with Dennis in San Antonio as well. And so it's actually kind of a funny, very on-brand piece of advice from Dennis Lindsay as well. So, you know, we'll hopefully have an announcement here in the near future from the Jazz. Hopefully you'll also get a press conference, you know, sometime maybe later this week or early next week with the newest head coach of the Utah Jazz.
You think it'll be, if a guest, do you think it'll be before this week ends? Or do you think it's going to be right around the week beginning?
I would think they
beginning?
Would want to get it done because he's got some stuff to do.
Yeah.
And he's got some work to do. So it wouldn't surprise me if once they can put out the press release, if they can get it done today, that they have the presser maybe on Friday. Because next week it's crazy. I mean, you got summer league starting. You got free agent. Well, I mean, free agency is going to get underway tomorrow. But it wouldn't surprise me if they try to jam that in as quickly as possible. Frankly, the only thing that's surprising at this point is the fact that it's taken so long to make an official announcement.
Yeah.
A little surprised by that.
Thought it would have come down yesterday. I'd be shocked if we get through today without it, actually. But
I would, too.
Other things have surprised me in my life. Maybe they're just trying to dot the I's and cross the T's. I can't imagine that this job and this offer would be put in his hands and he doesn't accept it.
No, I wouldn't worry about that.
I'm not worried about that. I could see Ime Udoka, knowing what his value is, saying, you realize, like, we got a young roster. We just made a run to the finals. We make a couple of tweaks. We get lucky here and there. We win this championship. And then you can go on and you can coach any team you want. Like, I could see him, you know, potentially making a push, even though I think for the most part, these head coaches in the NBA, when their assistants get the opportunity, I think it could be with the Hornets. It doesn't matter. I think they pin the badge on them and shove them out the door and say, go do good things.
Yeah, there's something to be said. If your guy becomes a head coach, you're like, yep, I did that.
Yeah.
You take a lot of pride in that. You take some ownership in that.
Now, we've seen it sting some people. We've seen it sting some people that we're very familiar with. You know, it got Jeff Hornacek when he took the job with Phoenix. And it got Igor Kokoskov. Yep.
At Phoenix. I think it says more about Phoenix than it does.
It was almost back-to-back, wasn't it?
Although Hornacek's got to run at a couple of different places, and it hasn't worked out for him.
It hasn't been the best, but I know you've got to pick the right place, but he's got to know that the Jazz is as good as any for what the best over the last 6 years.
Hans and Scotty, we're live here at the Day of Adoption here at the Utah Humane Society, or the Humane Society of Utah. Adoption fees today, just $12.80 for all animals. Adoption's more affordable than ever before. Adopters also are going to receive 10% off clinic services for the life of their pet. That's a really impressive part there, too.
Isn't that cool? 10%, you bring it back down, and you know, you've got vet clinics and vet services here at the Humane Society, and they'll help you with your animal. I really want to reach out to the heartstrings of everybody out there and just tell you, our shelters really do need the adoptions. There was a really nice kind of explosion of adoptions during COVID. People came in, they knew they were going to be at home, so they got their partner, they got their new friend, took them home. But now we're starting to see these shelters fill back up with animals.
Yeah.
and they need the financial help, and they definitely need the adoption help. $12.80. That's all it is, $12.80. You get to walk away with any one of these dogs, any one of these cats, and you get to have your new best friend. So come in and be a part of this.
It's all right here at 4242 South, 300 West. It is the Humane Society of Utah, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is Unrivaled.
You guys are doing a hell of a job.
CelticsWire.com, part of the USA Today Network. Justin Quinn out from Boston. Give us some thoughts on Will Hardy moving over here to Salt Lake City. Are they getting a good one here?
To be completely frank with you, I think it's going to be the same thing that was Ime Udoka's biggest challenge, and that's establishing his system, getting the respect of the players, and getting the media and the fans to buy in as well, because really the biggest challenge is going to be the road bumps that are going to come, because unless you guys are incredibly lucky, there it's not going to be a straight line from A to B to, you know, where you are now to the success you want. So that, in my opinion, is really going to be the biggest challenge.
That is unbelievable!
Catch Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery weekdays from 3 to 7 on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by U First Credit Union on 97.5 The Sports Zone.
.5 the KSL Sports Zone. It's another edition of what you may have missed as we are live here at the Humane Society of Utah. Adoptions now just $12.80 on today only for the day of adoption. So come on by. So many great opportunities for you. Hans, I know you've kind of sneaked into the back there.
I did.
How's our selection looking?
They're awesome. Three puppies. So how big do you think Tyler and Hunter are? Are they quite a bit bigger than me? Two Utah offensive linemen.
They got you by about 30 pounds.
Yeah.
40 pounds.
So each of us are holding a puppy. That picture is going to be sent out here pretty soon. Puppy probably looks pretty small. But we got three puppies down here, and each of us were holding the puppies. I think that Utah offensive line might find a couple of mascots that they're going to be taking home. But $12.80, come down, see the puppies, see the cats that need a new home. Try to find that friend, and we'll be down here until 3 o'clock. Utah offensive linemen, they're just going to be down here until about 1:10, 1:15, so if you want to come down, say hi to them. We also got a food truck out here serving burritos and tacos, and it's just a fun day, man. We got great weather, and it's a perfect day to come out and take a look at these pets that need help.
4242 South 300 West, you come on by here again, $12.80, which is just incredible to come by, and your adoption fees are already at an all-time low, but at $12.80, you're not going to beat that.
So, Scotty, you were talking about kind of the immediate nature of a potential trade with the Utah Jazz, and we're already starting to see some of these trades go on throughout the NBA. Big one that went down earlier today, the Washington Wizards finalizing a deal to acquire Denver Nuggets guards Will Barton and Monty Morris, sending guards Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Ish Smith to Denver. And you know, you could go down the list of Barton being a starter, Morris being a starter, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and what he did in his time. To me, I mean, I kind of have a sense of these guys. I actually think that Will Barton's a heck of a player.
I do too.
But I can't really make sense of the trade. I can't get a feel of who won in this thing. But we're already starting to see some of the bigger trades come down from the NBA.
Well, this is Denver needing some defenders. Caldwell-Pope can defend, and Denver couldn't guard a chair last year.
Yeah.
And so you could tell that this is like, all right, now it's time to kind of ramp up who we are a little bit defensively. Average 13 points, three rebounds, couple assists per game. Caldwell-Pope, that's a nice addition for them. I actually like what Denver did there. And then Washington, this is interesting too, because they essentially help out their guard line a bit, because there were a lot of talks of perhaps that's where Mike Conley might end up. Because, you know, if Bradley Beal re-signs with Washington, which I think a lot of people anticipate that he will, you may want to pair him with Mike Conley to help out that guard line. That appears to no longer be the case. So these are the little things you want to keep an eye on, how that affects the Utah Jazz going forward. Detroit, is, you know, they make some moves so that it doesn't appear that maybe they're in the sweepstakes for DeAndre Ayton anymore. So that's the, you know, little things to keep an eye on, the domino effects of a lot of what's going on out there.
The other thing I wanted to mention really quick and what you may have missed, we're going to see the NBA salary increase. You're going to see the cap go up about $12 million.
It's a big number.
So you're going to see the cap at about $123.6 million. Is that not higher than
way higher than what people projected? Are expecting. Yes. And that's all based on basketball-related income, BRI. So for those that don't know what's going on, the NBA and – you know, when we worked for an NBA team, it was always fun when you'd, you know, because every part of the organization has their own auditors and their own accountants that they work with. And when it was the week that the NBA came in, you didn't talk to your guy because it was all hands on deck.
Yep.
And so the NBA comes in with their massive amounts of accountants and they go over every NBA team's books and they add up all the basketball related income from concessions to ticket sales and all that stuff and sponsorships. And that's BRI. And the players get, what is it, 49% of that?
Yes. 49-51, I believe.
Yep. And so, and every penny has to be accounted for. So, moral of the story is, the NBA had a very good year.
A very good year.
Because that salary cap is based on the income that came in the year before.
Some other numbers that I don't think are as meaningful to the everyday NBA fan out there, but still numbers that carry weight in the NBA. Your 2022-23 season... Your luxury tax line now is at $150.2 million. And your hard cap, which teams can't exceed if they acquire the player in a sign-and-trade deal or if they use the full mid-level exception, is going to be $156.9 million. So $157 million on the hard cap. And the luxury cap and then the hard cap, all those things get a little bit hazy depending on what a current club's situation is. But the one that you can look at is the actual salary cap, and that's a big jump, $12 million jump to $123.6 million. That's a big jump, and that's going to be really helpful for the Jazz.
All right, 1 o'clock straight up, Hans and Scotty right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, as we are live here at the Humane Society of Utah. Again, this is a time of need, and there's a lot of pets that are now getting into the system here. And Hans, we need to find them homes.
Yeah, we need to find them homes. And I appreciate Hunter Duell coming out and Tyler Knack coming out. They're a couple of freshman offensive linemen at the University of Utah. And you guys helped kind of build this O Block, the U O Block Cares. And, you know, I think that it's exciting. I saw the picture of all you guys out there helping. I can't remember. What was your first event that you guys went out with?
We did Utah Chalk Heart Festival last weekend, and then back in December we did an event with Utah Foster Care doing a Sunday supper kind of thing.
Okay, awesome. And you guys are just looking for events to come out and support, right?
Of course. Anything in the city, kind of surrounding counties, whatever, just kind of something that shows our support to our community, who gives us the support back to what we need during the season.
Well, Hunter, you were holding a couple of those dogs, those puppies. They got some good friends down here, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Some potential really good friends.
Yeah.
Hunter, did you have pets growing up?
Yeah, I've had a couple of dogs. Right now I have a Australian Shepherd.
Okay.
And a German wire-haired Griffin.
And you played at American Fork, right? You played your high school ball at American Fork?
Yep.
All right, wait a minute. So are those dogs with you now, or are they with you at home?
No, not right now. They're at home.
Okay, so I was going to say, does anybody, like, either you guys or teammates, like, at the old apartment complex, you guys have pets?
I know one of our guys does. One of our receivers has a dog at his apartment with him. And then I've actually looked for a pet-friendly apartment for when I move back up here, just in case, you know, maybe I want to grab a dog to hang out with me.
There you go.
But obviously I can tell that pets have affected your guys' lives. I mean, growing up, the importance of those pets, those animals in your life. And I appreciate you coming out and supporting this event. I know that dogs have really helped me in my life. In different aspects, whether it's dealing with anxiety, dealing with depression, dealing with the fact that I don't have friends, you know, I don't have many.
No, that's not true. Although my guy here does have a really, really tight relationship with his dogs.
Yeah,
like anytime anybody walks in with a dog, you immediately go baby voice.
Yeah, dude, I love my dogs. I do. I love my dogs. I've got a French bulldog, and then I've got a dog that's a Shorkie, half Shih Tzu and half Yorkie. So my dogs mean the world to me, but I know you guys have to take off here in 10 minutes or so. I appreciate you guys coming out and supporting this event. $12.80 is going to get you that pet, whether it's the bunnies that they've got up for adoption or the cats, the kittens, the puppies, the dogs. It's $12.80. So come down. You've got all day today to come in and get that price. And I just appreciate anybody out there that's willing to give a pet another chance at friendship and another chance at life and an opportunity to have a new home. Come down and help us out. And Scotty, I know it means a lot to you. I know it means lot to Lloyd that these shelters and specifically this Humane Society has people coming in and showing their love and care.
Are you guys, by the way, you guys looking forward to your first camp? Do you know what to expect? Are you a little nervous about it? Like, you know, it's like your first day at school. I mean, I know you've been around the team and all that stuff, but that's got to be a little nerve-wracking when it gets really serious.
Yeah, Camp Kyle is how kind of they refer to it as. It sounds pretty intimidating, scared, but I'm pretty excited too. You know, it gives a chance for all the young guys to kind of prove themselves. Getting up there in spring, me and Hunter both had to kind of give our initial impression on the coaches of what we can do in pads, but for most of the freshmen, their first time in pads is in Camp Kyle, but it'll be exciting. A lot of hard work, a lot of long nights.
You guys got a pretty good offensive line there, too. Like, that's a pretty deep, experienced unit, right, Hunter?
Yeah, it is.
So it's going to be tough to break into that lineup.
Yep.
But your expectations are to start, right?
No. No, not right now.
You kind of come in and you're like, all right, there's a new sheriff in
this
town.
This is what we're doing now. Giddy up.
You got to learn from the best before you can be the best, you know, learning from Braden Daniels, Jaron Kump, Falcon, all those guys. I mean, that's just the tackles. But learning from the best tackles that we have in the Pac-12 really just sets our foundation of being the best player we can be in the future.
Are you both on the outside? You're in the inside, aren't you?
I'm a guard.
Yeah, you're playing guard. You're on the outside, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, Tyler, you're outside. Hunter's playing on the inside. I know Lamea's doing really good things.
Yeah.
We put out this list, this 60 and 60. We take the best 60 college football players in the state and announce them one by one. And so there's quite a few Utah offensive linemen that are on it, man. It's a great group, and it's a prestigious thing to be a part of. Congratulations to you both, by
the way.
Thank
you.
Thanks.
For being there. And, again, thanks for coming down and supporting this great cause.
Thanks for hosting it.
Yeah, appreciate you guys.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, and good luck. It's going to be expected to be a heck of a season this year for Utah. There's a lot of high expectations for sure.
Don't let us down.
No, we won't.
4242 South, 300 West. It's all right here at the Humane Society of Utah, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.